ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana'a lillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wal-mursaleen. Habib qulubana wa tabib nufusana. Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala al-baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, it's a pleasure for me to be with you for another episode of the program Bridge. As we have been focusing on the 20th supplication of the greatest, book of supplication, a compilation of supplication by Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, the book Sahifa Sajjadiyah, where he talks about or asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst teaching us on noble moral traits and acts pleasing to Him, the Almighty. We got to the third phrase of this dua, and we have been spending a tremendous amount of time on this very third phrase of the book, this specific supplication. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the requests that we have in here from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we ask Him, the Almighty, to keep us away from arrogance, to keep us away from anything that causes us to feel or express pride and feel prior compared to others and compared to other people. As we say, he says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad wa habli ma'ali al-akhlaq wa a'asimni min al-fakhr. Give me the highest moral traits, and right next to it, right after it, the most prior thing that I'm going to ask you, O Allah, is that وَعَصِمْنِي مِنَ الْفَاخْرِ. Preserve me from vain glory. Preserve me from upselling pride. Preserve me and protect me from showing off to people and feeling arrogant towards them, right? Al-fakhr is this. You are trying to express to people that you're better than them because of the possessions that you have or the status that you might have obtained, so on, so forth. Let's take a quick break. Stay tuned with us.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. Rabbana.
Respected brothers and sisters, as we are focusing on the teachings of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in the book Sahifa Sajjadiyah, one thing that we need to keep in mind, that aside from reciting du'as and talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beseeching to Him, calling upon Him, right? These supplications are serving as a great source of education, right? Therefore, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, by teaching us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for certain good traits, for certain demanding Him, for preserving and protecting us from certain wrong traits and wrong deeds, he's in fact teaching us that we need to keep in mind that it's very important and vital to stay away from the attributes that are not proper for our growth, for our perfection. And one of the very important one that we need to mention is to be really too extraordinarily proud of yourself, to feel, to have that pride, right? That prejudice, that vainglory that you're talking about. It becomes a source and a motivation for you to practice arrogance against other people. And the root cause of it, right? The spring of this bad trait, in fact, is the negligence to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the creator and the absolute owner of everything, and qiyamah, the hereafter, right? Being negligent and being heedless, in fact, means that we are in reality very weak. We are in reality meskeen, as the dua explains, right? We are in need always, constantly. Haqir, we are really, really nothing in comparison to this great creation that has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who am I? Right? An individual with a certain amount of weight, right? Certain amount of influence, certain amount of wealth, that all of it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will live a maximum of 70, 80 years in this dunya, in this world, and will go away, right? That's who I am, right? As Imam Ali alayhi salam says in his beautiful words that I will be sharing with you after this little quick break that we're gonna have.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, in this final portion of the session, I want to mention the kalam, the word, the beautiful word of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, as he says in the dua al-Kumail that you recite every night, every Thursday night, right? One of the greatest duas to repeat reciting it is dua al-Kumail. He says, وَأَنَا عَبْدُكَ الضَّعِيفِ الدَّلِيلِ الْحَقِيرِ الْمِسْكِينِ الْمُسْتَكِينِ Oh Allah, who am I? Right? In reality, I am disabled, right? I'm very weak, right? I do not have any authority or control. Who am I? Someone who is really, truly nothing, right? I am humiliated, right? By the reality of the nature, by the reality and the truth and the glorious creation that you have, O Allah, right? I am, in fact, really miskeen and mustakeen. I am not able to make any changes without your permission, any move without your allowance and permission, right? In fact, the dear Islam is not allowing any individual to sell pride to other people, to practice arrogance to other people, right? If you're alim, if you're a scholar, if you are wealthy and you are rich, If you have a special high status, none of them should truly cause you to feel that you're above and beyond other people. In fact, in the true school of tarbiyah and the school of upbringing of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, what we see is that the more your status rises, right, the more your life expands, if you practice the true obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that should make you more humble. Whether it's gaining more knowledge or more wealth, it should make you more humble, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را